Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, Senior Currency Analyst at MUFG. It's Friday, 25th November 2022, and joining Lee to pose some questions on the financial market themes for the week ahead is Matthew Gleu, Head of MUFG's Global Client Sales for EMEA. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only.
Hello, Lee.
Hi, Matt.
Tell me, what has been the main focus in the FX market in this past week?
Yeah, I think we've seen a kind of continuation of the dollar weakening trend that's been in place for most of this month. That's been reinforced this week by the release of less hawkish than expected minutes from the last FOMC meeting. And also on top of that, we've had the release of more softer US activity data, including the latest PMI surveys and initial claims data from the US, which have all pointed towards a further loss of growth momentum for the US economy as we head into year end. And the combination of those FOMC minutes and softer US data has given market participants more confidence that the Fed is on track to slow down the pace of tightening going forward. And certainly looking like a 50 basis point hike in December is more of a done deal now. And that's certainly weighing on the dollar right now. In terms of the outlook going forward next week, again, another important one for expectations for Fed policy. We have Fed Chair Powell speaking next week, and that potentially could be an important an event for the FX market and the US rate market. As we saw following the last Fed meeting, his comments after that meeting were on the more hawkish side, where he signaled to market participants that even if the Fed does slow down the pace of rate hikes, he still feels that rates may need to rise to a higher peak next year than they had previously anticipated. And I think that's part of his own view that he doesn't want the market to get carried away in the short term in terms of easing monetary conditions and financial conditions in the US. He still wants that to remain tight until they have more confidence that inflation is coming down on a more sustainable basis. So certainly in the week ahead, we would expect Powell to again kind of push back against expectations that the Fed's getting close to the end of their rate hike cycle right now. So that could be something which does provide more support for the dollar next week. And then finally, the other kind of focus for FX markets we've seen this week has also been the latest central bank updates from the Riksbank and the RBNZ. And we saw both of those central banks deliver larger 75 basis point rate hikes this week, which just highlights still that we're still in a phase where major central banks are delivering bigger hikes as they still struggle to get on top of inflation risks. That's still very much their priority right now. And in particular, the RBNZ update, that was more of a hawkish surprise to the markets. And it just highlights that we still haven't got to that kind of turning point where all central banks are now starting to disappoint expectations in terms of tightening, that there's still the risk going forward that central banks can still surprise in a hawkish direction. And that's, I think, a timely reminder for markets which have become kind of more comfortable that we're getting kind of closer to peak rates.
Okay, so central banks, to some extent, are at odds with market perception at the moment. So the dollar has been on the back foot. Do you see any near-term risk to recent the trend? Is it going to turn around at some point, you think, or is it going to continue?
Yeah, it's a good question. Obviously, from a US perspective, the key focus right now is on the inflation dynamics in the US, and we are becoming more confident that inflation is starting to ease, and that is important and is helping to trigger this reversal for the dollar to the downside. So we do think that dynamic will remain in place going forward. But certainly one risk which could help to support the dollar going forward, at least in the short term, is the recent negative COVID developments that we're seeing over in China. We've seen a sharp rise in new COVID cases in recent days and weeks, and they've now risen to record highs. So this to us is, I think, challenging the market optimism that we've seen recently, that China is moving away from their zero COVID strategy towards kind of allowing a more kind of flexible, kind of targeted regime to try and control COVID. And certainly the way things are playing out with cases rising very sharply now, there's obviously a risk that that will put pressure on policymakers in China to potentially kind of lean back towards that kind of hardline stance again. They may be forced into putting in place tighter restrictions again, and even potentially going down the kind of lockdown route in some of the major cities in China. So that's a risk which we think is on the rise again. It's obviously not something which the market is fully anticipating at this point. So if we were to see any headlines over the next couple of weeks of a tougher restrictions in China, that would be seen, I think, very negatively by markets, and would increase the risk that we see a sharper slowdown in growth in China heading into year end. And we only have to look back to see how the dollar performed just towards the start of this year, between kind of April and May, when we had the last kind of period of lockdowns in China. Over that period, the dollar was obviously one of the better performing currencies. It benefited from that kind of slowdown in China, in Asia. It boosted the relative appeal of the dollar. And that could happen again if we were to see these kind of lockdown fears intensify in China. And certainly if we look on the other side of that trade, currencies which probably would be most sensitive and vulnerable to a correction lower if those lockdown fears were to intensify, would be the likes of the Korean won, New Zealand dollar, and the Thai baht. Those currencies have all been some of the more strongly correlated to China risk this year, and also have also strengthened very sharply over the past month against the dollar. So they are potentially more vulnerable to a setback if the situation in China continues to deteriorate.
Okay, thank you, Lee. So COVID fears in China potentially affecting global growth outlook. Could we say that this could also have an effect on inflation expectations going forward as well?
Yes, certainly. I think it could work through two potential channels. Obviously, from a demand perspective, if we do see a significant tightening of restrictions in China, that would increase the risk, like I say, of a sharper slowdown in growth in China and further reinforce the global slowdown that's already taking place, increasing the risk of not just a notable slowdown, but potential kind of global recession scenario into early next year. But equally, on the other side, it could also disrupt the improvement that we've seen in recent months in global supply chains, and that potentially could then, from a kind of negative supply shock perspective, also be more inflationary. So those two factors could certainly offset each other to make a more mixed outlook for the inflation outlook going forward.
Thank you very much, Lee. I think I'm better off focusing on the football now.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.